CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, welcome to Thursday the 24th of March, 7 past 6. Adam with you, no Ari, she's officially hit Adelaide. She's up in Adelaide the rest of the week. She'll be back with us Monday. On the show today, I'll be speaking to Jai from Northwest Board Riders at about 10 to 8 about an event they have on the weekend. And about 10 to 9, I'll speak to Lucy Taylor from Burnie Works about the Neighbour Day event happening this weekend as well. We're also going to be discussing how many kilometres do you have on your car? Can we find the person on the Northwest Coast with the most Ks on their car that they still drive, of course? And you're welcome to nominate someone if you know that they've got a lot of Ks on their car. I'm at 1300 655 922. You can reach me anytime for any reason. Also on Facebook at CFM Tasmania. That's where we're asking the question, how many Ks you got on your car? We'll get to it all soon. Also, Who Dat with Matthew McConaughey today. That's your chance to go into the draw for a double pass to the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. I've got heaps of giveaways as well. Instant double passes to Wider Earth, the story of a young rebellious Charles Darwin told through puppets. It's happening at the Parranapple Arts Centre, April 7 and 8. I've also got wristbands to give away on today's show. 2 3-hour free ride wristbands to the Devonport Family Fun Fair. So if you want some free rides, keep listening to today's show. Here's Justin Bieber.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Of course, the big sporting news for the country yesterday, apart from Pakistan in the cricket, their collapse, meaning that we may actually get a result from this test if Pat Cummins doesn't manage to clutch a draw from the jaws of victory. But, of course, the real big story was Ash Barty, of course, announced her retirement from tennis yesterday with an uploaded Instagram video of her chatting to former doubles partner and good friend Casey Dellacqua.
Ash, it's always great to see you. I have a slight inkling. I know why I'm here. Probably don't want to acknowledge it, but why am I here today?
Yeah, I kind of wasn't quite sure how I was going to do this, but I think so many times in my life, both my professional and my personal, you've been there for me. And I just couldn't think, there's no right way, there's no wrong way. It's just my way. And this is perfect for me to share it with you, to talk to you about it, with my team, my loved ones, that I'll be retiring from tennis. And it's the first time I've actually said it out loud, and it's hard to say.
There you go, retired at just 25, so plenty more life to live and plenty more paths than I'm sure she'll take in her life, but viva la Ash.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but I'm so happy and I'm so ready, and I just know at the moment in my heart for me as a person, this is right, and I'm so grateful to everything that tennis has given me. It's given me all of my dreams plus more, but I know that the time is right now for me to step away and chase other dreams and to put the rackets down.
She was asked why now, and she said achieving major goals of winning Wimbledon and the Australian Open within 6 months of each other convinced her the time was right to pursue other dreams. So at 25, she's got plenty of time to pursue other dreams, and best of luck to Ash.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Altigo and Britney Spears with Toxic Pony on CFM, 23 past 6. Well, a guy named Graham Hebley and his 1993 Toyota Corolla have just surpassed a very significant milestone over the last few weeks. He's a newspaper delivery contractor, and he has been since the 60s, and his Corolla ticked over the 2 million kilometre mark earlier this month. This is a New Zealand fella. He drives around 5k a week as part of his job, so the car gets serviced every 2 weeks, so servicing the car often does help. Hebley got the 93 Toyota Corolla back in 2000. It had only done 80,000 k's at that point. Again, it's now done over 2 million. 2 million. I just got to check here I'm reading it right. Besides general and frequent servicing, there haven't been a whole lot of changes to the car. He has had the cam belt replaced about 20 times and the wheel bearings changed. But besides that, the car is basically original. Still has the original engine and transmission. If I hadn't worked on it, I wouldn't have believed it, said the mechanic. Apparently, the average age, the lifespan for today's cars is about 240,000 kilometres. So how many Ks does your car have on it? Let me know at 1300 655 922, or at CFM Tasmania on Facebook. My 2007 Mitsubishi Lancer has 345,000 K on it. So that's a little over the expected lifespan of 240,000. But Carlene has commented, her 1990 Toyota Land Cruiser has 684,000 Ks on it. That's a lot. Can we find the person on the northwest coast with the most Ks on their car? Give me a call, 1300 655 922. Do you have a lot of Ks on your car? Do you know someone that does? If you do, call 1300 655 922. I've got a double pass to the Wider Earth, the Charles Darwin story being put on by the Dead Puppet Society at the Parnapple Arts Centre in Devonport, 7th and 8th of April. Or, if you'd rather, I can give you two wristbands that allow 3 hours of free rides at the Devonport Family Fun Fair, and that's happening the 24th of March to the 2nd of April. So you can pick your gift. 1300 655 922. Does your car have a lot of Ks on it? How many Ks? Do you know someone who has a car with a lot of Ks on it? Can we beat Carlene's 684,000 Ks? 1300 655 922. This is CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
All right, can you tell the difference between three clips? We're looking for which one is Matthew McConaughey. The fella from True Detective, Dallas Buyers Club, Dazed and Confused, Wolf of Wall Street, many, many more. Lots and lots of surf movies. He's often got his shirt off on the beach with Kate Hudson. You know that fella? All right, three clips. You guess which one is he at 1300 655 922. If you're correct, you go into the draw to win a double pass to the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. That'll get drawn tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday. Also, I'll give you instantly, an instant win, a double pass to The Wider Earth. It's an award-winning drama about a rebellious young Charles Darwin. It's brought to life with puppetry, cinematic projections and an ensemble cast. It's been put on by the Dead Puppet Society at the Parnapple Arts Centre on the 7th and 8th of April. That's instantly yours if you get this right. And remember, you can stab in the dark. You've got three options, so one in three chance, even if you just guess. All right, here's clip A. Is this Matthew McConaughey?
See, I believe we were a mistake. Lie. Earth. I believe it is each man's duty to correct the mistake that nature made.
Is that Matthew or is it B?
JK living, you know, just keep living. I got a dog in the fight, but this dog won't bite.
Or clip C.
And when are you going to stop selling this crap about going back to school? You want history? It's under the ocean, lady.
Only one of those three clips is Matthew McConaughey. Which one? Here we go again. A.
See, I believe we were a mistake. Life. Earth. I believe it is each man's duty to correct the mistake that nature made.
Clip B.
JK living, you know, just keep living. I got a dog in the fight, but this dog won't bite.
Clip C.
And when are you going to stop selling this crap about going back to school? You want history? It's under the ocean.
Which
baby.
One is Matthew McConaughey? Let me know at 1300 655 922.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Nicole from Smithton is on to play Who That. Hey, Nicole, I don't know if you have this in front of you, but how many Ks does your car have on it?
200,789.
Sorry, what was that? You're cutting out a bit.
2,789.
It cut out a bit still, but it sounds like it's still healthy, is it? Do you get it serviced a lot?
Still healthy. Yep, we keep up to date.
That's the way. That's the way. All right, let's play Who Dat. I'll give you the clips again, Nicole. Here's clip.
Awesome.
Here's clip A.
See, I believe we were a mistake. Life. Earth. I believe it is each man's duty to correct the mistake that nature made.
Here's B.
JK living, you know, just keep living. I got a dog in the fight, but this dog won't bite.
And C.
And when are you going to stop selling this crap about going back to school? You want history? It's under the ocean, lady.
Alrighty, Nicole, we want to know which of those three is Matthew McConaughey.
I am gonna go with C.
Gonna go with C?
And when are you gonna stop selling this crap about going back to school? You want history? It's under the ocean, lady.
Now, are you a fan of Matthew?
Yeah, I think he does good fun
with
what he does.
Yep. Well, I can tell you that's correct. You know you, Matthew. That is Matthew McConaughey from Fool's Gold.
Awesome.
That's one of those movies he's got his shirt off with Kate Hudson in it.
Yes, yep. I see.
Clip A was Jim Carrey, clip B, Brecken Meyer. Good on you, Nicole. I'll put you in the draw for the double pass to the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. We'll let you know tomorrow if you've won that. But you've instantly won a double pass to The Wider Earth, the story about Charles Darwin that's happening at the Parramatta Arts Centre next month. So congrats. Cool. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much for having me.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
All right, 24th of March today, let's have a good hard look at it. It was on this day in 1958 that Elvis Presley joined the US Army.
How many hours do you want?
Good question. On this day in 1975, this is an odd one, a guy named Alex Mitchell, a 50-year-old English bricklayer, literally died laughing while watching The Goodies.
Fine for all the family.
He suffered heart failure after laughing constantly for 25 minutes during the Season 5, Episode 7 episode, Ecky Thump. So watch that one if you dare. Alex's widow later sent the Goodies a letter thanking them for making his final moments so pleasant. On this day in 1990, Bob Hawke became the first Labor Prime Minister to win 4 consecutive elections.
In all the circumstances, I believe that I will be in a position to be called upon to form the Fourth Hawk Labor government.
They've never had 4 consecutive wins again since then. On this day in 1993, Elton John broke Elvis Presley's record of having a single in the US Billboard Top 40 each year for 23 years straight when Simple Life, this one.
We're gonna get back to the simple life again.
When that entered the chart, making it his 24th year of yearly chart hits. And on this day in 2015, Netflix launched in Australia. That's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Just Adam with you this morning. Ari's off the rest of the week. She's up in that Adelaide, in her native Adelaide. So you just got me the rest of the week. Before 8 o'clock, I'll be speaking with Jai from Northwest Board Riders about their event that's happening this weekend. So things are about to get surfy. Word Sangers coming up, dog news as well. Also, I've got some wristbands. I've got 2 3-hour free ride wristbands to give away. These are to the Devonport Family Fun Fair. This is happening the 24th of March till the 2nd of April. If you'd like 2 3-hour free ride wristbands, give me a call, 1-300-655-922 right now, and just tell me, how many Ks do you have on your car? The reason I'm asking is there's a fella in New Zealand that's just clocked 2 million Ks on his car just over this month. He's hit the 2 million mark. He's got a 1993 Toyota Corolla. He got in 2000. It only had 80,000 Ks on it when he got it. But we're asking this on the Facebook, and Carlene said that she's got 684,000 Ks on her 1990 Toyota Land Cruiser. She said, the old girl's been around the block a time or two. It's got the original motor. The hubby services it every 5,000 Ks. It's an 8-seater. It's been there. It's got a been there, done that attitude. So just give me a call, 1-300-655-922. Let's find out how many Ks your car has on it. And instantly, 2 3-hour free ride wristbands to the Devonport Family Fun Fair are yours. The numbers, 1-300-655-922. Adam and Ari for breakfast. Good morning, 7:09.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Giving away some free ride wristbands to the Devonport Family Fun Fair. I just want to know how many Ks your car has. Going to go to you, Emily. Emily, where are you from?
Devonport, actually.
Yeah, did you just move or...?
Yeah, just moved. Sometimes I forget.
So you're still getting used to calling yourself from Devonport?
Yeah, I feel like a little bit of a fraud.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, how many Ks does your car have?
30,100. It's a beautiful Jeep.
Nice. When did you get this?
I got it last year, and it's nearly its first birthday. Its first birthday's in 7 days, on the 30th, and I can't afford to drive it anymore.
Oh, because of the petrol?
Yeah.
Damn. Do you get it serviced often?
Yeah, I have cap servicing. It was a good deal.
That's good, because what we're learning this morning, this guy in New Zealand gets it serviced all the time, the guy that's got 2 million Ks. And also on the Facebook, Carlene said that they get it serviced a lot. So if you love it, keep servicing it. It may last forever.
Thank you. That's good advice.
I'll give you the 2 3-hour free ride wristbands to the Devonport Family Fun Fair for your call. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're a legend. Thank you.
No worries at all. Mel.
That's me.
How's it going?
Great.
Are you planning on going to the Devonport Family Fun Fair?
Absolutely.
And you'd like a 2 3-hour free ride wristbands, would you?
Of course I would.
Well, I'm going to have to ask you how many Ks you have in your car, Mel, first.
Not that many. 86,000.
86, that's good.
Yeah, well, it's not really my car, so.
Is it not? Whose car is it?
My partner's.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you stole it.
No. Maybe I did. I didn't do that.
When did you get that?
When?
Yeah.
Well, it's a work car, and like only maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, right. Well, does he service it a lot? Because we're learning this morning, if you service it, they can last forever.
His work services it all the time.
Bam. So work takes care of it.
They do.
Perfect.
Even better.
Yeah. Thanks, Mel. Those wristbands are yours.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Time for dog news. All right, we have a lot of dog news stories that come out of the UK, and this one's a Welsh dog news story. A distraught dog has been rescued from a river ravine in Wales by a mountain rescue team. It was heard howling on Sunday by its owner, who called for help after being unable to get close. Members of the mountain rescue team said they were on the scene within 10 minutes. With the help of ropes, they were able to remove the dog from the hole where it was trapped under a fallen branch. It was then sent to be checked out by a vet. A spokesman for the rescue team said there can be no doubt that the poor dog's life was saved in this incident, and we wish him a full recovery. And there's a picture here I can see. It is really wedged under a branch there with its head just above the river water. So it's great news. The dog's fine. It's been rescued, and all's well that ends well, as it often is in dog news.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. 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 No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog, dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
He's touring Australia around this time next year. Tickets are already on sale for it. It's Ed Sheeran. He's not coming to Tassie, though, because he hates us. Here's Word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
All right, our word machine Theo is going to give you two words. You've got to guess the word that goes in the middle of those two words to make up the word Sanger. If you're correct, at 1300 655 922, you'll go into the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all good if it's a wood heater from Jensen's Quality Metalworks. That'll get drawn tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday. Our word machine Theo, he's fired up. He's got his little bow tie on. He's ready to go. Theo, what are our words?
Your words for today are surf and games.
Surf and games are our words today. So surf something, something games. What's that something in the middle? Call me, 1300 655 922, and tell me. Surf something, something games. What's the something to make up our Sanger at 1300 655 922? If you're correct, you go in the draw for that $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Imagine Dragons here this morning at CFM. We are playing Word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Sheena from Devonport. Just before we play Word Sanger, we're sharing our K kilometres this morning. How many Ks does your car have?
About 179,000. It's going in for a service next week.
Ah, nice. And the average lifespan is 240,000. So you're still right. You're still okay.
Oh, phew.
My Lancer's got like 370 or something anyway on it, and it's still running okay. So as long as you're getting it serviced.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, shall we play Word Sanger?
Yes.
All right, Sheena, here's your words.
Your words for today are surf and games.
What do you think goes in the middle?
Board.
The word for my Sanger is board. Surf board. Board game.
Correct, Sheena. You're in the draw for the $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
That's awesome.
Did you think it was easy today?
Well, put it this way, I never get them. Never, ever.
Okay. Well, that's good. We can include people that don't usually get them, because Martin in the newsroom, as soon as he heard it go out, he was like, bored, and I never get them. So I had to ask. Thanks so much, Sheena.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
I'm joined on the phone by Jai from Northwest Board Riders. He's the junior development coach. Morning, Jai.
Good morning, how are you?
Not bad. Can you tell us about this event you have coming up this Sunday?
We're running a junior development session at Midway Beach, and we're just on the hunt for some juniors to get involved in the club. The club's probably lacking in junior members at the moment, so we're just trying to find as many as we can, and we really want to, develop a bit of a talent pool to basically use when it comes to the board riders' battles. You know, the club's got some pretty strong senior members, and we just need to find some juniors at the moment. Yeah, so if any young guys are out there that get out at the river at Devonport, we want you to come along and, get you up to that next level.
Tell us about the battles that you want them for.
So the board riders' battles, it's a statewide thing, and the club that wins goes to Newcastle and represents the state. So we've won it one year, I think it may have been 2016, and South Arm Board Riders down, they're based in Hobart, they're a very strong team, and we basically, we're the bridesmaid to South Arm Board Riders, and we have been for the last few years, and we want to find those juniors so we can take them out.
Yeah, perfect. Do you think Tassie breeds a tougher surfer because our waters are a bit colder than the mainland?
Oh, absolutely, no doubt. It's always a little bit tricky. I guess on the coast, we're probably lucky. We can just rock up and go surfing. But usually it's on the coast particularly, it's usually 30 to 40 knot winds. And, we're stuck surfing wind swells 90% of the time. But they're created by that wind. It's always freezing cold, as you would know. So usually it's when people are tucked in by the fire, we're out surfing. So you're right about it breeding a tougher sort of surfer, absolutely no doubt. And we're always, particularly on the northwest coast, we're always willing to travel to, Marrawarra or other areas to find waves. So it certainly breeds a different type of surfer, no doubt.
Awesome. And what kind of conditions are we expecting on Sunday for this event?
On Sunday, it's not going to be too wild. It looks actually perfect. Perfect for that entry level, and even for those guys that are, already surfing and getting along. It should be waist high thereabouts. Should be a nicer day. Light winds actually we're expecting, so it should be actually really, really good for it. The last one we ran, we thought it was going to be dead flat, and we were surprised with some absolutely perfect waves for the surfers that we had on hand. So it was a real surprise. And this weekend actually looks a bit better than that. I think it says the forecast is around half a metre. So, you're looking at waist high waves.
So what do you love about surfing? What's so great about surfing? People thinking, maybe I'll go down. How do we push them over that edge and say, this is why it's so great?
It's a great, healthy sport. And the lifestyle, you're in and around the ocean. And, particularly in Tassie, everyone's friendly. Really, I guess it's a supportive environment to go surfing in. And, that's what I love about it, though, is the lifestyle, It's good.
Yeah, and do you find after a surf you feel better? Your outlook on the day's changed?
Absolutely. I'm a father, and I certainly come home a better father after a surf than I was beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, being in the water can really change your day.
Oh, it's meditative, It is. There's something about it. And even for me, it's not just surfing, it's just being in the water. I'll go for a swim on a nice day and I'll feel better for it. It's just being in the salt water, It's not just restricted to surfing, it's any sort of water sport. I think it's something about the salt water that's really beneficial to the soul, you could say.
Yep. Awesome. Well, thanks for telling us about it, Jai. It's this Sunday in Midway Sulphur Creek. You can find out more information at the Northwest Board Riders Facebook page. There is a barbecue involved too. Maybe that'll entice people, eh?
Yep, that's exactly right, yeah.
Cheers, Jai. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, Adam.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. 8 past 8. Just Adam with you this morning. Ari's up in Adelaide. Before 9 o'clock, I'll speak to Lucy from Burnie Works. We'll play Chorus Kings. It's your chance to call up, have a sing for a chance to win. And also today, we're talking about how many Ks our cars have on them. The reason for this is a New Zealand man's 1993 Toyota Corolla just clocked over 2 million Ks. That's right, 2 million. Still going strong, he reckons, too. Earlier on, Emily shared this.
30,100. It's a beautiful Jeep.
Nice. When did you get this?
I got it last year, and it's nearly its first birthday. It's first birthday's in 7 days on the 30th, and I can't afford to drive it anymore.
Ah, because of the petrol?
Yeah.
Damn. Do you get it serviced often?
Yeah, I have kept servicing. It was a good deal.
Yeah, you got to keep them serviced. This guy with the 2 million Ks reckons he services it every 2 weeks. And Carlene, who commented on the Facebook post, at CFM Tasmania is where you can find that. Her 1990 Toyota Land Cruiser has 684 Ks on it, and she gets it serviced quite often too. You can call me at 1300 655 922 and share how many Ks your car has on it, and I'll give you a double pass to the wider earth. It's a story about a young rebellious Charles Darwin, told through puppets and cinematic projections. It's happening April 7 and 8 at the Parnapple Arts Centre, being put on by the Dead Puppet Society. Call me now, 1300 655 922. That double pass is yours. You just got to tell me how many Ks your car has on it. Just while we're sharing, my 2007 Mitsubishi Lancer has 345,000 on it. Oh, it's getting old. This is CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
Oh yes, birthday shout-outs for the 24th of March today. These have all been submitted through our website, cfmtas.com.au, so they're all in the draw to win that $50 voucher to Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, Marquee, Photo Booth and lots more. Today we have Katrina Templar from Ulverston. Cheers and beers to 40 years. Happy birthday, Dad. Luke, love William. Clay Johnson from Ulverston. Happy 9th birthday, little man. We hope you have a great day and happy birthday, your mum, for yesterday. Love all of us, Dad, Mum, Talia, Luke and Bree. And we have Isla McGregor from Ulverston. Happy 13th birthday, Isla. We hope you have a wonderful day. Lots of love, Mum, Dad and Elsie. And Shelley McCullough from Forthside. Baby, you got it going on. Happy 40th birthday to our bestie, Shelley. And welcome to the club. We know you're going to fit right in. The Jordans and Brewers. We have David Jessup from Devonport. Happy birthday to the most wonderful husband and father. We hope you have a great day. Love from Fiona, Liam and Lincoln. And Sienna Clark from Ulverston. Happy 12th birthday to Sienna Clark. Have a great day. Your friend, Nev. Or Niami, it says as well. Beck Kennedy from Ulverston. Happy birthday, Beck. 21 years young with a few extra years experience. Love all your family, especially Jack and Lincoln. We love you. Gary Dobson from Devonport. Happy birthday, Poppy Gaz. Love from Mia and Eliza. Ariella DeBoer from Ulverston. Love from Oma. Happy birthday. And Bailey Highland from Ulverston. Happy birthday, Bailey. Have a good one. Remember, if you know anyone celebrating a birthday, get it registered at cfmtas.com.au for an on-air shout-out and your chance to win a $50 voucher to spend at Peppermint Parties. Here's Kid Rock on CFM, 21 past 8. Adam and Ari for breakfast morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
We have news next. Of course, the big news story in the sporting world is the retirement of Ash Barty.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but I'm so happy and I'm so ready, and I just know at the moment in my heart, for me as a person, this is right. And I'm so grateful to everything that tennis has given me. It's given me all of my dreams plus more, but I know that the time is right now for me to step away and chase other dreams. And to put the rackets down.
Only 25 she is, so plenty more living to do and plenty more journeys for her to go on, I'm sure. And earlier in the news, another sporting story I heard about a fella I used to play cricket with.
And Tasmania skittled Queensland for just 104 runs on day one of their Sheffield Shield match in Hobart. Sam Rainbird destroyed the Bulls with a Sheffield Shield record of 8 for 21.
I used to play cricket with Sam Rainbird and his dad used to coach me. So in a way, I think I'm responsible for those 8 wickets. Yeah, cheers. Cheers, thanks. News next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
Now's your chance to call up, have a sing for your chance to win.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
That's right. You'll get a line of a song, you call me up with the next line, and you're in the draw for a $50 voucher to Leading Edge Electronics, local like us. 1300 655 922 is the phone number, and this is the line of the song. I want the next bit at 1300 655 922. And then what? What comes next? If you're correct, you go into the draw for the $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. We'll draw it tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday. Here's the line again.
Same excuses, boy, you're useless. Whoa!
I want that next bit from you, please. 1-300-655-922 to be a chorus kid.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus kids.
Sing it!
Taylor from Wynyard is on the line with me. Hey, Taylor, this morning we've been sharing how many Ks our car has on it. How many Ks does your car have?
Around 72,000.
That's not bad. Still in good condition then?
Yeah, it's in pretty good condition. I only got it last year, so...
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing from a lot of people. Yeah, mine's got like 340,000 on it. So I don't know. Mine doesn't have long left.
Yeah.
All right, Taylor, I'm going to give you the line of the song. You give me the next one, and bam, you're our chorus king for the day, okay?
Awesome.
Same excuses, boy, you're useless. Whoa!
All right, what's next?
Shut up,
just
shut up, shut up, shut up,
shut up. Very nice. Okay. I'll check the tape. Correct, she's done it. Taylor's our chorus king today. Good on you, Taylor. You're in the draw for the $50. You're correct. You're still there with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Sorry. Thank you so much.
You're right. No worries. You're in the draw for the Leading Edge Electronics voucher. Would you like an instant double pass to the wider earth, the Charles Darwin story?
Yeah, I'd love that. Thank you.
All right, I'll give you that too. So you've instantly won that one. It's a double pass to the wider earth. It's happening April 7 and 8 at the Parramatta Arts Centre. Told with puppets, Charles Darwin.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
To have with me on the phone, Lucy Taylor from Burnie Works. Thanks for being with me this morning, Lucy. Can we start off just quickly, give us a rundown of what Burnie Works actually do?
Well, Burnie Works is a collective impact initiative in Burnie, so that means basically we're supporting everybody working together on a shared agenda, which is, you know, making Burnie a positive, thriving community for everyone to live in, you know, with equal opportunity. So, that's it really in a nutshell.
Yeah, excellent. And yesterday you hosted a Migrant Resource Centre conversation session. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was really good, actually. We were a bit worried with, you know, COVID numbers and things like that that happened suddenly at the moment. But we had a great roll-up and really interesting conversations, particularly after the session, once we all had a bit more of an idea of what the migrant population looks like in Tasmania. And I think a lot of us find that we haven't had as much access to understanding what the different cultures are in the Northwest Coast. But now the Migrant Resource Centre have an outreach to our area, which is fabulous. So we've all had a chance to meet Ella, who came down. She's the CEO, and she introduced us to what those guys do and a little bit more about the background of what does the migrant population look like, all the little intricacies, you know. No one has the sort of same story about how they've come to be in Tasmania, but they're often quite challenging stories, and particularly with, I guess, Ukraine on our minds at the moment. It was really timely to sort of talk about how those different kind of the ways people can find ways to get to Australia and why they come and for various different reasons.
Yeah, well, how helpful. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was great.
So this Sunday, Neighbour Day, tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is a bit of a light and bright sort of celebration. So very much about just grassroots activities. We'll be doing a bit of craft, and we'll be having a barbecue. The Vinnie's van is going to roll up with some hot soup, tea and coffee for anybody who drops in. We have lots of different music going on, so the Encore Performing Arts Group will be coming up and doing different bits and pieces, so encourage different, you know, families to come along and support children who are part of that. Also, we have a drumming circle, which will be an interesting opportunity for people to have a go at, just the benefits of being in a drumming circle. So that's something new that I'm happy to check out. And what have I missed? Sports, lots of sports activities. There's a really good basketball court that's just behind the Shellwell Plaza where we're going to be set up. And there's space to do cricket as well, which we know there's a lot of people keen to have a cricket match on the day as well.
Oh, so much fun. And so the name of the game here is to get to know the people in your neighbourhood?
Yep, that's right. Yep, definitely. So everyone's invited. You can come from any neck of the woods. But look, we do encourage those in the area to get out and about. And I'm sure they'll probably see a bit of the action and hear a bit of the action. And hopefully they feel comfortable and happy to come around and join the fun, have a chat. And be good to say hi.
Perfect. Where and when is it happening?
So it's happening on Sunday, March the 27th, and we'll be there from 11 until 1 p.m. And there being behind the Shellwell Plaza, which is on Wright Street. It's the wrong street. Wiseman Street. So it's Wiseman Street South. So the reserve that's behind the Shellwell Plaza.
Perfect. Sounds great. Have a great time. Thanks for putting it on, and thanks for being with me, Lucy, from Burnie Works.
No worries. Thank you very much, Adam.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. It's just me, Adam, in this morning. Ari's not here, so you just got me. I do have Erin on at 1300 655 922 with a traffic hazard to report.
There's a group of people waving signs and distracting the traffic at the KFC Hungry Jack's roundabout, and just to take caution and to be aware of the distractions that these people are waving signs and carrying on at the traffic.
Yeah, right. So the KFC in Devonport?
Yep.
Okay, thanks, Erin. So just take extra precaution around the KFC Hungry Jack's roundabout in Devonport. There are maybe distractions around there. This morning on the show, I've been asking people how many Ks are on their car. The reason for this is a fella in New Zealand just cracked 2 million kilometres on his... it was a 1993 Toyota Corolla. It's just cracked 2 million Ks. He drives a lot for work and he gets it serviced every 2 weeks, and that's how it's still running. He's still driving it. He intends to keep driving it. On the Facebook page, at CFM Tasmania, we've been chatting about this. We had Carlene comment that her 1990 Toyota Land Cruiser has 684,000 kilometres. I think that's the highest we got there on the Facebook page. But I thought I'd collect some... survey people this morning, get people to call in, see how many Ks they had. Most people have pretty prime condition cars. Emily was on this morning.
30,100. It's a beautiful Jeep.
Nice. When did you get this?
I got it last year, and it's nearly its first birthday. Its first birthday's in 7 days, on the 30th, and I can't afford to drive it anymore.
Oh, because of the petrol?
Yeah.
Damn. Do you get it serviced often?
Yeah, I have kept servicing. It was a good deal.
There you go. It's going to stay in even better shape because she's not going to drive it because petrol's too expensive. Mysterious Mel was on too to share how many Ks her car has.
Not that many. 86,000.
86, that's good.
Yeah, well, it's not really my car, so...
Is it not? Whose car is it?
My partner's.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you stole it.
No. Maybe I did. That.
Almost caught her. Live on air. Sheena was on too?
About 179,000. It's going in for a service next week.
Ah, nice. And the average lifespan is 240,000, so you're still right. You're still okay.
Oh, phew.
And Taylor from Wynyard was on.
Oh, 72,000.
That's not bad. Still in good condition then?
Yeah, it's in pretty good condition. I only got it last year, so...
Yeah. So a lot of people around the northwest coast driving some pretty sturdy vehicles that don't have too many Ks on them, apart from Sheena, but she's still okay, still under the average of the lifespan. And everyone's driving around in a much, much better condition car than myself. Mine is a 2007 Mitsubishi Lancer, and it's got about 345,000 K on it. So I got a bit jealous this morning with all those calls and all those prime condition machines. But anyway, you can keep them coming. Keep the conversation flowing at CFM Tasmania. How many Ks does your car have on it? Still haven't found anyone that's got 2 million Ks on it like that fella in New Zealand, though. So.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Done once more. Catch me tomorrow from 6. Heaps of giveaways tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow is Prize Giving Friday, so there's that.
Prize Giving Friday!
They'll give it to you.
Plus, I'll have extra giveaways. I got more wristbands for 3 hours of free rides at the Devonport Family Fun Fair. So listen out to win those. Also, more ticket giveaways to Wider Earth, the Charles Darwin story told through puppets, and also cinematic projections and an ensemble cast that's happening the 7th and 8th of April at the Parramatta Arts Centre Dev. You can win a double pass to that tomorrow as well. So join me tomorrow. Takeshi, how's your workday hits next? See you tomorrow morning from 6. Bye.